For academic slang's lexicographers, citations are essential. But let's say you're slightly heavily intoxicated and it's 3 a.m. and you're puzzled over the meaning of the word, say, skank, and you're less concerned with scholarship than street cred. You might consider the Urban Dictionary. It's a website of modern vernacular, much of it repulsive, graphic, fanciful, and wincingly uproarious. It's so uproarious, in fact, that the 3 a.m. Urban Dictionary clicker-oner is just as likely to be drunkenly coining a neologism as seeking clarity on somebody else's. But the site is no mere online parlor game. It is sometimes authoritative. For example, a State Department of Motor Vehicles once cited it, trying unsuccessfully to stop a driver from using H-O-E on his license plate. So what started 10 years ago as a college student's hobby is now an evolving cultural document. Aaron Peckham was that college student. We talked to him in 2009, and he said he started the site partly out of boredom, partly to document how he and his roommates actually talked.
And I thought that a dictionary would be more legitimate if the definitions were written by normal people who speak the language. So all 4 million definitions that have been submitted to Urban Dictionary in the last 10 years were written by random people from around the world who just happened to find my website and found it missing a particular word like skank or something like that.
One of the delights and simultaneously one of the most appalling things about the Urban Dictionary is the level of graphic detail that you find in definitions to terms that on the face of it don't sound all that repulsive. And yet you discover that, a common household term or, a menu item can actually refer to something that is just a bit on the off-color side. Did these things exist before you, or have they been kind of created by a subculture of people who want to be in the lexicon?
I can't tell if these words existed with these meanings before Urban Dictionary, but that's kind of the part of the fun of visiting the site, is that a lot of the definitions are totally false. They're definitely not objective, and so it's really the reader's responsibility to figure out if the definition you're reading is relevant to you or whether it's accurate.
All right. Now, our producer, Nazanin Rafsanjani, has a personal favorite. It is, Mom, I'm sorry. Food douche.
Food douche, a person that thinks they know the best place to get any one specific item of food, and that the places you know all suck.
Keep reading.
Jason says, I love this turkey sandwich. Joey says, this sandwich sucks. I know a place with the best turkey sandwich I've ever had. Jason says, you are such a food douche.
Okay, now even that's a little edgy. Have you got any that isn't going to make anybody wince?
Every day, I pick one of my favorite definitions on Urban Dictionary and put it on the front page. The other day, that word was joke insurance. Joke insurance is when two friends have a mutual understanding to laugh at each other's jokes even when they're not funny. One of my other favorite definitions is afterclap. An afterclapper is the person who continues to clap even after the rest of the audience has stopped clapping. Another of my favorite definitions, just finger guns, a way for creepy people with mustaches to say hello or I understand. Hold your fingers in the shape of guns and point at someone who just arrived. Bend thumbs to simulate shooting your finger guns and make a clicking sound with your mouth.
All right, Aaron. I can't take this anymore.
Glad you enjoyed
it. Many thanks.
Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here.
Aaron Peckham is the founder of UrbanDictionary.com.